The Affordable Care Act covers dental care for children, but not adults. And dental care isn't cheap. There are at least 2,000 people in Connecticut who can attest to that. That's how many waited outside the Excel Center in Hartford recently to get free dental work at the Connecticut Mission of Mercy Dental Clinic. For 2 days, the bottom floor of the center was filled with dentist chairs, x-ray scanners, and volunteer dentists. There were so many people, hundreds had to line up overnight. John Franklin was one of them. He stood in line for his grandmother starting at around 3 a.m. to get a 9 a.m. appointment.
She actually fell, took a little fall, and she cracked her teeth. So she needs to get one tooth extracted, I guess, because it's chipped or something. And then she needs to get some dentures to fill her top. I didn't like standing outside, but it's all worth it. I know how expensive this stuff is, and I'm glad to see people doing something like this.
His grandmother does have dental insurance, but
it doesn't cover what she needs to do. It would have cost thousands of dollars.
Some of the other people haven't had dental care in years. Thomas Getroyer is one of the more than 200 dentists volunteering. He's been doing this for 7 years, and he's seen the event grow every year. He says he's often struck by the stories of the people who come.
These are average people, the guy next door that's coming in here because they've lost their job, or they've lost their benefits, or they've lost a spouse, they're unable to work. Something, some major tragedy has befallen them that hasn't allowed them to stay in the system, and they've not been able to get the care that they need.
These are truly the underserved adults of the country.
That's Bruce Tandy, a dentist and one of the organizers of the clinic.
We're showing that there is a need here, and hopefully somebody figures out how to make this truly part of the healthcare system. We're not a healthcare system, we're a charitable dental project.
These free dental clinics are now held in 26 states. There's a broader issue, even if you do have dental insurance. The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services estimates there are 49 million people living in areas with a shortage of dentists. Those include parts of Hartford, New Haven, and Fairfield counties. Alan Yu, WNPR News.